You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, we didn't maybe score as many points or anything like that last year, or win as many games, but some of these reports that come out, yes, they are a little false, especially after a year that I had last year. It's all right. It's everybody's job, and everybody has a job to do, and my job is to win games.
This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Brody on 670 The Score. That was Caleb Williams when he was on with Mark Brody and me talking about the question that you asked him, Mark, as to whether or not he was judged fairly. And I feel like that's a good place to continue as we hear some Stone Temple Pilots in honor of Mark Brody Day here on The Score. He felt it. He felt the understanding that he is an epicenter for conversation, discussion, and the like. And Jason Leisure, our friend at the Sun-Times, who's off and on with the afternoon show, continued with this. Leisure profiled the discourse surrounding Caleb Williams, and then he was also on the Amon-Ra and Equanimeous St. Brown podcast, the St. Brown Brothers podcast, and it was talked about there as well. And I feel like that's where you have to start, is so many times we talk about out-of-town stupid, but when it comes to the out-of-town lightning bolt that I feel like surrounds Caleb Williams from discussion, comments everywhere, the commentary that's on national networks and the like, he is somebody who I feel like not only is he talked about differently here compared to everywhere else, you do have a little bit of the hate here, but just the way he's discussed is like something we've never seen before.
The in-town hate is expected because there's going to be people who line up and who love Caleb Williams for whatever reasons they have, and there's going to be people who hate because haters exist. What caught me off guard and what I was not expecting, did you see what Sam Acho said about Caleb Williams? This was the all-timer for me.
And knowing Sam Acho, it's baffling why these things get said like this.
This man went on national TV, and he talked about the fact that Caleb Williams didn't have his socks pulled all the way up in a preseason game, and somehow that made him both sloppy and a bad leader. And it's the way he said it with the same tone that you would say, well, he threw into triple coverage and that's why this was bad. I was like, this is completely subjective. Why are we doing this? Why are you saying this? I don't understand it.
That specific part, I don't understand. But the scrutiny, believe it or not, and trust me, as somebody who is in that Bears locker room as much as anybody, and at Hallis Hall as much as anybody, I do laugh at a lot of these specific things that are said about the national audience or when they catch up or what they glom onto. However, this quarterback, Caleb Williams, even 2 years prior to being drafted, was being talked about as the word generational, which we're not really using anymore. The word elite, the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, right? Like a slam dunk, plug and play. This guy is like nothing that you have ever seen before. The adjectives were heavy. I'm part of it. You know what I mean? The plaudits were at a 10. So when you build up to that, I do think that there is some, and there's two parts to it. There's a little bit of resentment when there are people that maybe were skeptical about him being all that, and then all of a sudden, maybe to some degree, that they are proved right. So far, because of the season that we saw him have last year and to some degree some of the things we've seen this year. So I do, like, it's such an easy target. The number one overall pick, generational, elite, and he's the Chicago Bears quarterback. You know, like, he's not stuffed away in Tennessee or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's, and the fact that the stuff with his dad, all of it plays into this. Okay, where's this great elite generational quarterback? So some of it's stupid. What you just said, the Acho stuff is dumb. Absolutely, because style is a real thing in the NBA, in Major League Baseball. I mean, think about the way Major League Baseball players have been. Like, we want to just talk about their trousers. So, like it used to be.
Pat Hughes?
Over the spikes.
Not the trousers.
The trousers.
The stirrups.
I don't understand.
The sanitary socks.
Why does he have his pants pulled over his spikes? I don't understand. But, and then some guys have them
Alfonso
Carrasco. Carlos Carrasco with the, like, basically looks like he's wearing shorts out there, like watching him play. So I get it to some degree, but a lot of it is dumb too.
Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I feel like the hot take industrial complex hits an all-time high when you're trying to figure out whether or not somebody's a good quarterback by their socks. Like that's, I think, unfortunately, part of this is that things get exaggerated and you've got to be different from the next person in the hot take industrial complex because that's how you stand out. And then that's how you end up with takes like this. I liked what Caleb Williams had to say to Jason Leisure because the operable question is why. And he says, I do things differently. Dress, play, all of these different things, paint my nails or whatever. I do some things that don't harm anybody else, but that other people don't like and have strong opinions about. He's right. If you're different, especially now from the prescribed social media aesthetic, whether that is whatever you choose as a woman on Instagram or whether it's the social media aesthetic that they prescribe to you as a quarterback, for example.
It's crazy.
Or how you're supposed to act or how you're supposed to be. Then I think that this happens. I also think that there is an element of criticism because he's also made a lot of money already. You know, he broke the mold in that way, too, having made $10 million out of college. He's done things differently. And what is different in this society is what gets you hated.
Also, the hate, I think, Mark, you brought it up, the Chicago thing. Him having to do it in Chicago, while it is a positive in terms of getting him exposure, he's not tucked away in Jacksonville or somewhere ever. But at the same time, people know that Chicago just doesn't have generational talent at quarterback. So it's also almost a chip against him. This is why he's destined to fail, because look at Chicago as an organization. And it's a good thing they have Ben Johnson now as the head coach, or I think that hate would be even stronger because, like, he's gone out on the vine to die. He's been left in Chicago to die. Now, Ben Johnson can reverse course on that. And I think ultimately all the hate that he's getting, it changes on its head if he has the type of season that Ben Johnson quarterbacks have been capable of doing.
So Caleb Williams also continued with Jason Leisure. He said, I've also been in some pretty cool positions in my life. Starting quarterback for the Bears, I went number one, won the Heisman. So I'd rather have people talking about me than not. And that was what I appreciated, Mark, about what he had to say when it came to your question. He's like, that's not my job to judge whether or not it's fair.
Honestly, and by the way, I said Carlos Carrasco earlier. I meant to say Carlos Santana. So me on that.
Well,
one.
And I was thinking of the OG Alfonso Soriano.
Oh yeah, no, that's an even better reference. The part about Caleb Williams when it comes to all of this, whenever he's asked about it, obviously I asked him about it. There's been other times when, you know, he was asked about that video where he was missing when he was throwing the ball at the target. And he was, remember that? The video gate thing. And he had to explain it, but he laughs it off. Like he's, I'm sure it irritates him, but he comes across as amused by it more than anything. Like, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I could. Like, he's ready to answer it. He's ready to laugh about it. Even the stuff with Seth Wickersham when he was asked about not knowing how to
watch film,
and he literally laughed it off. He's like, oh, yeah, I saw that. That's ridiculous. Like, it got misinterpreted. So while I'm sure he wants to push back sometimes, what I do know is that he is elite when it comes to dealing. Like, he is made to deal with that kind of stuff, considering where he came from and the way he's been raised and the money that he already has in his pocket.
Right. Like, this is something that book says. He's been serious since he was 9 years old.
You exactly.
know, that was discussed in there. Amon Ross St. Brown on the St. Brown Brothers podcast talked about the criticism that he gets on a daily basis.
Oh, that's my guy.
Bro, I'll be on Twitter. Like, I feel like they be on his 24/7. He can't do right. Like, no matter what he does, good or bad, it's all on Twitter. Like, I swear he can't breathe. Like, there's one dude in the NFL, it's him. Like,
nah,
he takes one step wrong, it's like, oh, Caleb did this. Like, bro, they can't just let him be. I feel bad sometimes, man. I be like, bro.
Nah, they be right for sure. I'm not going to lie. It's crazy because, like, you see, like, other players, and, like, we watch the film and you know, like, who's out here really
Right.
You know what I mean? But like when it comes to C Will, I don't know what it was. That media had asked me like the same thing today, and I was like, I don't know. Y'all tell me. Like y'all the ones out there creating all the stories, like and all this different stuff. So I don't know. It comes to the point like it don't even come down to like keep it football because all the football stuff they talk about be false too. So it's like I don't know. You just get all the flack. It's like the number one pick, you know, in Chicago. Right. That's the treatment they get. So I don't know.
And that was also the voice of Roma Dunze that you hear there too, who was drafted practically side by side with him, number 9 overall and number 1 overall. So, you know, they have that connection. And I think there's a part of this too that needs to be said, and I'll continue to say it as long as it is a thing. There's a prescribed way that people want certain people to act. And when they don't act that way, a lot of people get angry.
Yeah, people love an excuse and a reason to be miserable because most people, and I, unfortunately, I believe this to be true, most people are miserable at their core. They are not happy with what they are doing in life. That's why reality TV gets the ratings that it gets because people are just trying to escape their own reality and find something either entertaining or more depressing than their own versions of life. And I think with Caleb Williams, there's a reason he laughs it off most of the time when these things are brought up, Mark, because he's laughing all the way to the bank. And he understands, if I just play better football, all this attention that I'm getting, it will remain. It'll just be mostly positive.
Yeah, and what Rome doesn't realize, and maybe other players on that offense, that Caleb takes all the heat so you don't have to. You know, there'd be so much more. Like, Rome had a decent rookie season, but there would have been, even going back to camp when we're all breathless, as we should be, over Caleb Williams, we would have been breathless. Roma Dunze, also a number one pick. So we would have been breathless in our scrutiny, not necessarily hard criticism. We'd be telling you every day, what are the updates on Roma Dunze? What did Roma Dunze do today? Like with Kevin White when he was the number one receiver drafted here. Ugh. And it was, what's your number one doing? So it's like he gets other guys off the hook. A lot of it's silly, but there have been some heavy adjectives associated with Caleb Williams, unlike most quarterbacks. And I mean, how many can you count that have come out of college and it's like, this is a slam dunk quarterback? I mean, Andrew Luck, and then who's before that?
You want to do something like a thought exercise?
Yeah, thought exercise, Danny yeah. Parkins.
Look up the 2015 NFL draft first round.
Didn't we do this?
Yes.
Did we do this on telly?
And that's kind of why that's what I'm getting at here. Look at that first round of the 2015 NFL draft.
Yeah.
Because it's recent enough to where you know how you felt about looking at that draft, but then it's also far away enough where you're like, man, what were some of these thoughts? And again, you know, that's a whole other industrial complex, the draft industrial complex, but it's a confluence of issues that I think we will continue to observe, and unfortunately it will evolve because, as we know, people keep moving the goalposts.
That's never going to change.
That's why I paused there, but that's it. So this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody, and coming up next, there was a big nugget that you, Mark, and Dan Wiederer talked about on Friday's show when Marshall and I were both out. Not just about Caleb Williams, and I think something that is a really common discussion in the NFL, but the way it was presented was surprising, because typically, I don't think we'd be happy about this. That's next.